This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolfe of Comstock for the opening market discussion. Eric, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Actually seeing some really impressive trade coming out of the break here this morning. We have a topside breakout in both corn and soybeans. Wheat reluctantly popped January up 9 cents. So seeing some nice positive follow through momentum here as we closed yesterday right at resistance. So technical breakout does oftentimes entice some algorithmic buying on the part of the funds. Now that we have the government reopened, maybe we'll start to see a commitment and traders report. I doubt we'll see one that's anywhere near current tomorrow, but maybe next Friday we start to play catch up on some of that data and have some idea of what the funds have been doing throughout these last 43 days.
Eric, how do you view the WASDE report tomorrow, knowing that it was put together at kind of a quick pace? Are we going to move on from it pretty quickly?
I believe so. My only fear right now is that maybe we see a neutral to supportive soybean report, whether it be through the stocks number or through the production number, whatever the case. And we've juiced this market so much already. I don't like seeing this kind of a buy, this kind of accelerated buying leading right into a report. Oftentimes that sets us up for disappointment no matter what the data looks like. So it would have to be fairly supportive to see further upside movement from these price levels based on whatever data we see tomorrow. In the case of the corn, the expectations are pretty lofty. There's only been 1 year.
That was Eric Rolfe with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
December corn up 2 cents at 437 and a quarter. January soybeans up 9 and a quarter at 1143 even. December soybean meal up 260 at 323.60. December soybean oil up 30 cents at 50.92. Chicago wheat up 0.75 cents at 536 3/4. Minneapolis wheat unchanged at 570. Kansas City hard red wheat up 0.75 cents at 526 1/4. On the Merck, December live cattle down $1.40 at 223.88. November feeder cattle up 2.13 at 341.15. December lean hogs down $1.38 at $79.25. December pork cutout is down $1.10 at $93.90. Class 3 milk up 2 pennies at $17.19. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.